Only gradually do his aspirations converge on her as an individual. The whole treatment of sexual desire in the novel is closely linked to the theme of social exclusion. The shapes of both were deeply affected by Gissing's own experience. Born in Exile is compelling not only as confession, but also as a document in social and intellectual history. In a letter of 1895, Gissing wrote, "But what I desire to insist upon is this, that the most characteristic, the most important part of my work is that which deals with a class of young men distinctive of our time, well-educated, fairly bred, but without money." He cited instances from three of his novels, including Peak and Earwaker from Born in Exile. He might have given further examples from his fiction, including comparable female characters. What Gissing highlights here is a quite specific figure, the alienated, deracinated intellectual produced by the extension of educational opportunities. Such characters are found in Hardy, Wells and Bennett, as well as in contemporary French and Russian fiction. They surface again as angry young men in British literature of the 1950s. Seen from this perspective, Godwin Peake's predicament is that of the meritocratic intellectual impeded by the power of class.